There are lots of preparations in the run-up to Pesach, but the first proper mitzvah of Pesach is the mitzvah of Bedikat Chametz, which is usually done on the night before Erev Pesach. This year it's going to be a little bit different because Erev Pesach is on a Shabbat, so we obviously don't do the Bedikat Chametz on Friday night, and we'll do the Bedikat Chametz on the night before, the day before Erev Pesach, meaning we'll do the Bedikat Chametz on Thursday night. And the question which is addressed by Rav Avadia Yosef in his Sheilot and Tshuvot Chavedat Chelek Aleph Simen Hay is whether you need to do Bedikat Chametz also on your car. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Taf Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, says that when it comes to Bedikat Chametz, you check in all the places where you need to be concerned that you might have taken Chametz there during the course of the year. So that being the case, it obviously means any rooms in the house where you're likely to have taken chametz, but not places where you haven't taken chametz. So if you don't usually take chametz into the bathroom or the toilet, you don't actually need to do bedikat chametz in those places. Likewise, if you never take chametz into the garage or the garden shed, then there's no need to do bedikat chametz there. But if you do use them as, say, storage areas for food, or perhaps sometimes your children eat sandwiches there for a picnic or something like that, then you would need to do bedikat chametz in those places. And it's also not just rooms that need bedikat chametz, but it's anything that you put chametz into needs a bedikat chametz. And the Rama at the end of the Siman, at the end of Taf Lamed Gimel, says that for that reason you need to check the pockets on your clothes, and also things like bags and briefcases and school bags and such things for chametz, because you might well have left chametz there. So it therefore makes a lot of sense to say that you do need to do bedikat chametz on your car as well, because people eat in the car and you transport chametz in the car. It's very easy that there's a biscuit down the side here and half a roggel down the side there, and a packet of pasta that fell out of your shopping bag is in the bottom of the boot that you hadn't noticed till now. And while some of these things are dirty and no longer ra'ui la'achila in any sense, you know, a bit of one piece of bisli that's been trodden on and cut caked with mud is probably batel because it's no longer edible in any sense. That packet of pasta that is hiding underneath a toolbox or a coat certainly needs to be found because of Bedikat Chametz, and that's exactly how Rav Avadia Yosef paskens. What about the bracha? So the Mechaber in Siman Taf Lamed Bet, Seif Bet, says that with one bracha you can be Yotzei the Bedika in several different houses. So that's clearly talking about if you've got, say, in a block of flats and you've got several apartments in the same building, then you'd say one bracha over the several apartments. But what if you've got to go from one building to another? Let's say you've got a house and an office to check, or you've got your own house to check and your mother-in-law's house to check, or something like that. Do you need to say a second bracha? Is the halicha, is going from one place to another, regarded as a hefsek, an interruption with the bracha or not? So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chaya Adam, who says that it is a hefsek and you need to make another bracha, but the Chok Yaakov, who says that it's not a hefsek because it's all regarded as the one mitzvah. You've got a mitzvah to check in all these different places, and therefore one bracha is sufficient. And that's also how Rav Avadia Yosef paskens. The discussion is related to the question if which comes up in Simon Chet, which is of person puts on a talit katan at home and then goes to shul and puts on their talit gadol, do they need two brachot, or is one bracha sufficient? Is the halicha, is going from home to shul, regarded as a hefsek? But the Chok Yaakov maintains that in the case of Bedikat Chametz, it's different, because with the talit, so each talit that I put on is a different mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah being repeated, but it's a different mitzvah. Whereas Bedikat Chametz, it's not that I've got a mitzvah to do Bedikat Chametz. I'm doing a mitzvah Bedikat Chametz on this house and a mitzvah Bedikat Chametz on that house. No, I've got a mitzvah Bedikat Chametz to check all my properties where there is Chametz. So I only need to make the one bracha there. It should also be noted that the checking of the Chametz in the car needs to be done L'or Haner, by the light of a candle. all, though the recommendation would be to, at least with the car, to follow those poskim that say that an electric torch is also a good way of doing bdikat chametz. That's probably safer in a car than using a candle. Interestingly, Rav Avadya Yosef notes in his tshuva that because a car needs bdikat chametz, so buses and aeroplanes also need chametz, bdikat chametz, and therefore the owners of bus companies and El Al need to make sure that their planes and buses are checked for chametz before Pesach. Ad kan.